meeting is being recorded.
Menachem, how did your day go yesterday?
Baruch Hashem. Difficult, but Baruch Hashem.
Difficult. We mentioned at the beginning of the shiur that the shiur yesterday should be Lili Nishmas, your father, 28 years. Koyach. How old were you at the time, Menachem? I don't know if you want to give away your age.
I was 18.
You were 18?
Yes.
He's 18 now.
Yeah.
You're 18 now, Menachem. It's true. It doesn't, the numbers don't add up. I spoke to YY last night.
Oh, I was.
Yeah, you sounded good. You're very excited. He told me
very
that.
Nice.
Asked him, is it better or similar to what you expected? And he told me it's better.
Baruch Hashem. I will say that I do remember my father taking me to Gus's Pickles when I was a child.
On the Lower East Side.
Correct.
Oh, so you've lived.
Correct.
Okay, back to our subject. I'm afraid we have to leave Pickles for a moment. So if you remember, the Mishnah told us that there are two brachas. There are two brachas that one says prior to Kriya Shema. The first one of which is the bracha of Yotzeh Erev Yecheshech, and we discussed the Nusach. The Gemara's question was, what about the second bracha? And that's where we're up to now. So have a look. It's where the Gemara says the first word on the line is about 10 lines from the top. First word on the line is V'choshech. V'idach ma'hi. What is the other bracha? Having discussed the first, what's now the second? Omer of Yudom HaShmuel, Ahavarabo. Second bracha is Ahavarabo Tumat in the morning over here. V'chein oiri le Rebelozer le Rapados Brei. So too Rebelozer instructed Rapados his son that Ahavarabo. Tanya Nami Hochi. So too we have learned in a braisa as well. Ein oimrim ahavas oilom, elo ahavorabo. However, v'rabbonon omri ahavas oilom. V'chein hu oimer, as indeed it says, it's a pasuk in Yirmiyah, v'ahavas oilom ahavtich alkei moshachti chesed. So we have a machloikas. We have a machloikas. What indeed are you supposed to be saying? Are you supposed to be saying ahavorabo? Or are you supposed to be saying Ahavas Oilam? So what do we do? So look at the top Tosfos. Obviously, we all know what we do, but this is where it comes from. It says Tosfos at the top of the Amud, V'rabbanon Omri Ahavas Oilam Hilkoch. Therefore, Takinu Loima, they instituted what you should do is the following: B'shachris Ahavas Rabba, B'harvis Ahavas Oilam, and that way you satisfy all opinions, and that's what we do. In the morning, after we say the bracha of Baruch Atah Hashem and Yetzer HaMa'oirois, we immediately launch into Ahav HaRabo. And whereas in the night, after Baruch Atah Hashem HaMariv HaRovin, then we say Ahav HaSoilom. So that way we have satisfied both opinions. We say both Ahav HaRabo and Ahav HaSoilom. Says the Gemara, Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Shmuel. Says the Gemara, Hishkim Lashanois ad Shaloi Koro Kriya Shema. If somebody got up early, Hishkim, like Hashkoma, Vayashkim Avron Baboike. If somebody got up early and he wanted to study, Lashanois means to study, like Vashinantom Levonecho. So you got up early to study. He has not yet said Kriya Shema. Sorich Levorich. We know that in order to be able to learn Torah, you've got to first do Birkas HaTorah. Just like any mitzvah, you don't do the mitzvah without first making the bracha. Therefore, strictly speaking, if you get up early in the morning, you want to learn, you should say Birkas HaTorah. What's Birkas HaTorah? Hashem Bochar Bonu, Lasik V'Divrei Seira, etc., etc. So Gemara now tells us a chiddush, and we'll see this has many, 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 many ramifications. But if you have not yet said Kriya Shema, then Sarich Levarech, then you've got to make a bracha. Which bracha, Birkas HaTorah, and only then would it be permissible to learn. However, Mishekara Kriya Shema, once, however, you have said Kriya Shema, including also the brachos beforehand, then Ein Sarach Levarech. Then you're not required to make a bracha. Why? Surely you haven't yet said Birkas HaTorah. All you said was Birkas Kriya Shema. The answer is Shekvar Niftar. You have become exempted Ba'ahavo Rabo. So this is a tremendous chiddush in the Gemara with, as we mentioned, far-reaching ramifications. But even though Ahava Rabba is essentially not Birkas HaTorah, rather it is Birkas Kriya Shema, nonetheless, the Gemara is telling us that you could be Yotzei Birkas HaTorah with a Birkas Kriya Shema. So if you got up early and you have not yet said Birkas HaTorah, but you have, however, said Birkas Kriya Shema, you'd be allowed to learn. Why? Because you are exempted from saying Birkas HaTorah by saying Ahava Rabba. And this, l'chaira, raises two obvious questions. The most obvious question is, of course, why is Ahava Rabba considered to be an alternative for Birkas HaTorah? And furthermore, Rabbi Isai, if Ahava Rabba is considered to be Birkas HaTorah, so what does this person do afterwards? Does he still say Birkas HaTorah afterwards? He's already said Ahava Rabba. Bishlema, what all of us do, what we all did this morning, we said Birkas HaTorah, and then afterwards we said Birkas Kriya Shema, that's fine. Because Ahava Rabba is a bracha that goes on Kriya Shema. But if you tell me, yes, it's a bracha that goes on Kriya Shema, but it also is considered to be Birkas HaTorah, then is this person allowed afterwards to say Birkas HaTorah? Or do we say, no, you can't say Birkas HaTorah, you already ate it. So let's have a look at Rashi firstly. On the first narrow line. Zog Rashi. Shekvar Niftar. He is already exempted from Birkas HaTorah. How so? By saying Avo Rabo. Says Rashi, Sheyesh Bo Me'en. What does it mean, Me'en?
Summary.
It has similar, like we have a Birkas Me'en Sholish. On Friday night, we have Birkas Me'en Sheva. So this is a me'en, like we sing on Friday night. Me'en olam haba. Me'en means similar to. Sheyesh bo me'en birkas HaTorah. If you say Ahava Rabba, you need to know that it has in it similar content to a regular birkas HaTorah.
Almost like as if it is.
Correct.
Really.
Where do you see that if you have Birkas Ahava Rabba, then it's similar in style to the Birkas HaTorah? Says Rashi, we're on the first Rashi, the same belibenu lilmoid or lelamed lishmoir balasais or lakayim es kol divri samutirasecha v'talamdeim chukirut seinecha. So you see the entire content of the bracha is indeed a request from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to teach us Torah. That is Birkas HaTorah. So if that's the case, once you've said Ahava Rabba, then that's it. You've been Yotzei Birkas Kriya Shema. We'll see. This has many, many far-reaching ramifications. Now, before we launch into some of the other questions we dealt with, let's continue the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Omer Avuna. Lemikra tzarich levarich. It's only necessary to say a bracha, Birkas HaTorah, for Mikra. What's Mikra? For learning Chumash. But ule midrash ein tzarich levarich. What is midrash? Says Rashi. Le midrash, who karev le mikra. That's very similar. It's close to the psukim. Why? What is le midrash? Kegoyim mechilta, the sifra, the sifri, shehem midrashe mikrois. If we know, if you look in the mechilta, if you look in the sifri or the sifra, it's an explanation, or it's a lot of droshes, different halachas, that are extrapolated from the psukim. So even though technically speaking, you are not actually learning the psukim, rather you are learning the halachas that are derived from the psukim. Says Rashi, it's korev, however, to the mikra, but it's not korev enough. And that's why the Gemara says, you only need Birkas HaTorah on what is out and out Torah. What is that? Psukim, Chumash. But Medrash, which is not the learning of the psukim, rather it's a study of the halachos that you learn out of the psukim, according to Rav Huna, does not require Birkas HaTorah. Back into the Gemara, Rav Elazar disagrees. Rav Elazar says, Le mikra ula midrash tzarech levarich. Bracha, not only for mikra, but also for medrash. Why? Because the agrak was what I said. Because the medrash is korev lemikra. The medrash also discusses the psukim. However, le mishnah ein tzarech levarich. I do, however, agree that you do not need to make a bracha, Birkas HaTorah, on limud mishnayas. Why? For the simple reason, because limud mishnayas, although obviously it's teaching you halachas, but it is not explaining the psukim. So the psukim are not really mentioned or discussed at all in the mishnayas. V'Reb Yochanan Omar, Reb Yochanan is now the third opinion. He says, no. Af le mishnah tzarech levarich. I hold that you've got to make a Birkas HaTorah for Mikra, for Medrash, and also for Mishnah. However, Avolat Talmud ein tzarech levarich. V'Rava Amar, and the fourth and final opinion is Af le Talmud tzarech levarich. Rava says you've got to make Birkas HaTorah for Mikra, for Medrash, for Mishnah, and for Gemara. Have a look at Rashi. Af le Gemara tzarech levarich. Why do you need to make a Birkas HaTorah on Gemara? Shehu ikka HaTorah. Because that, after all, is the main part of Torah. Shemi menu hoira'a yoitza. Hoira'a, psach halacha. You cannot paskan halacha, obviously, from the Chumash, or from the Medrash, or from the Mishnah. But you can, however, paskan halacha from the Gemara, because the Gemara brings you all the halachic discussion and the conclusion. So ultimately, you're learning Torah, you want to get to halacha l'maisa. So Rava says, how can you not be mechuyev Birkas HaTorah on Gemara? That's the main learning. What exactly is Gemara? As we well know, says Rashi, Gemara, hainu svaras tameh Mishnah. It explains the logic behind all the reasoning of the Mishnayos, because the Mishnayos, as we well know, present the halachas but invariably do not explain them. So it's difficult either to understand them or to adapt them or to apply them because you don't quite frankly understand them. And the Gemara explains them to you. V'tirutzei mishnayas hasoisreis zu'ezu. Another function of the Gemara is not just to explain the pshat in the Mishnah, but also to reconcile them. To reconcile them because sometimes the mishnayas contradict each other. Furthermore, v'chasurei mechsera, as we well know, Very often the Gemara will fill us in and tell us that actually there's a line missing in the Mishnah, and that's why it's a presenting an erroneous impression.
Is Rashi calling Gemara the Ikar HaTorah because that's where we get halachas from, or because that's where we can be Oseik B'Torah? Because there was no Shulchan Aruch when the Rashi was alive, so would he change his answer now?
Yeah, very, very good question. Very, very good question. Ultimately, Gemara is still the Ikar. Because all of the halachic discussion comes directly from the Gemara, although you are right, nowadays day and age, it comes from the Gemara only according to the interpretation of the Rishonim and the eventual Psak of the Shulchan Aruch. And so therefore, halacha l'maisa, yes, if you get up early in the morning and you want to learn Shulchan Aruch or even Mishnah Brura, you have to first do Birkas HaTorah. And the Gemara explains, how do I know this is Rava's opinion? How do I know that even Gemara requires Birkas HaTorah? The Gemara says, because Rav Chiya Bashi said, Zimnin Sagin on several occasions, of a Kaimna, I would stand, Kamei the Rav. I happen to find myself standing on many occasions in front of Rav. Letanuye Pirkin Besifra de Beirav, in order to review the section in the Sifra of the school of Rav, have a maktim, and what would he do? He would first komoshi yode, he would wash his hands, ubarech, he would make a bracha, and only then umasti lom pirkin, and only then would he teach us our section. So you see quite clearly that it's not only mikra that needs a gemara, it's any learning, and that's why he used to wash his hands and make a bracha before learning this sifra. Now, which bracha are you supposed to be making on the general basis, not avarabo? Says the Gemara, my mevarech, omer v'yudom ha-shmuel, asher kidishon v'mitzay sovet tzivonu, la'asoik b'divrei soira. So this is a bracha we say every day of our lives, without exception. And it is well known, and it's very, very critical, but it must be pointed out that it's an unusual expression. Why is it an unusual expression? Because we have a rule without an exception. We like rules without exceptions. And the rule is, whenever you make a bracha on a mitzvah, the nusach of the bracha has to absolutely reflect the nature of the mitzvah. So if I say, al achilas matzah, that defines for me the mitzvah. The mitzvah is eating the matzah. If I say, al netilas lulav, then that's the mitzvah, to be noted lulav. If I say, likvoya mezuzah, then that's the mitzvah, to affix a mezuzah. So surely we all would have thought, perhaps, that the correct nusa for the Birkas HaTorah should be Asher Kichon Mesoisa V'Tzivanu, Lil Moed Torah. And it doesn't say that. It says Lasik B'Divrei Torah. So clearly, Chazal are teaching us that the mitzvah is not Lil Moed, but the mitzvah is Asik. To study something could also include reading the words, understanding, and moving on, even if it's a very superficial understanding. But an asik means to toil, to work on it. Apparently, that's not just an additional maila. Rather, that is the nature of learning. So when on occasion you hear some people get upset with very fast, superficial learning where the main emphasis is on how many dapim you finished, now we understand why. Because if the bracha will be lil moed Torah, nobody can deny, it's definitely lil moed, but it cannot be defined l'chayra as asik ha-Torah. You do a daf every single day of your life for an hour or 45 minutes, and that's your only Torah learning, then where was your Isak HaTorah? Where did you involve yourself in Torah to try and really stop and think, what's the Svara, what's the Raya? There's no time. You've got to finish your daf. You've only got 45 minutes to do it. I was in London recently and somebody came to me and said, oh, I do the daf every day. By Bet Shemesh, apparently, the 8-minute daf. So I said to him, ah, must be wonderful for you. It's a wonderful way of doing Chazara every day on the daf. He said, no, it's not Chazara. For me, that's my learning for the day. An 8-minute daf. So I don't think that could be considered as Isak HaTorah. Isak HaTorah. There is the very famous Moshel of the Chofetz Chaim, where the beauty of the Chofetz Chaim's Mosholim were their simplicity, as opposed, for example, to the Dubna Magid, where the beauty of his Mosholim were the intricacy and the detail. So Chofetz Chaim talks about a store owner who is in the store. And when he's in his store between 9 and 5, he's not available for anything else. He's got to man the store. There's no way he can leave that store even for a moment. If he does, clients will come in and they'll lose money, or Ganovim could come in. So he's got to be there from 9 to 5 nonstop.
Yes,
so the Chofetz Chaim explained that when a person is learning, it's got to be la'asoik b'divrei Torah. It's got to be an asik. It's like work. Just like when a person is working, he doesn't just drift off or sometimes go to work and another day he's thinking, finished now, today I can't be bothered. It's his parnos, it's his life. So too, says the Chofetz Chaim, work is exactly the same. Learning is the same. It's an asik b'divrei Torah. Obviously, the Chofetz Chaim didn't mean it's an asik in the negative sense that, no, this is something that I've got to do, I don't have a choice. Rather, he meant it in the positive sense, the commitment. It's another interpretation of the word la'asik b'divrei Torah. Okay, back into our Gemara. Says the Gemara again. My mavarech, Omer of Yudah Mashmura, Shekin Shomitz, Eisovitz, Yivonu, La'asek v'divrei Seiro. Rabbi Yochanan, Messiah Ba'ahochi. Rabbi Yochanan would now finish off the bracha in the following manner, which of course we know is what we do. Harev no Hashem Aleikenu, Ez divrei Teiro Secho Bafinu. May you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sweeten. Harev, from the notion of orev, sweet, pleasant. May you make the words of Torah pleasant and sweet in our mouths. Ubafio is amcha beis Yisrael, and so too in the mouths of all of Klal Yisrael. V'niya nachnu, so that we should be v'tzetzoeinu v'tzetzoe amcha beis Yisrael. Our children and the children of all of your nation, Klal Yisrael, kulanu yedei shemecha, v'oiske seirasecha lishma. It should all be Isaac again in Torah, Lishma, although it doesn't say the word Lishma over here. Isaac is Torah Secha. Baruch Ato Hashem Amalamed Torah Lamo Yisrael. The Rav Huna, my Rav Huna disagrees. You told me that the bracha on Torah is Lasek v'divrei Torah. I would in fact say that no, it's Asher Bochar Bono Mikolo Amin Benasanon Es Teirosei Baruch Ato Hashem Noisein Ateira. So what should we do? As we all know, Omer Rav Amnona Zu Hi Meula Shel Brachos. This is the most wonderful bracha. We would not want to miss it out, and therefore. Hilkach lemreinu lekulu, and therefore you should say all of them. Which is, of course, exactly what we do. Asher bochar banu mikol ha'amim is the first bracha. And lastly, medivrei Torah as well. Look at Rashi. Says Rashi, Rabbi Yochanan, Messiah Bo Hochi. Rabbi Yochanan finished the bracha of Lasik B'Divisera. He finished it with the words V'harev No. Why did he finish it like that? Says Rashi, the boy Psicha B'Baruch V'Chasima B'Baruch. He wanted to both begin and end the bracha with the word Baruch. Therefore, if you begin it with the words Baruch Ato Hashem Nekeinu Elcholim Hashem Hashem Yisayis V'Tzion Lasik B'Divisera, and then V'harev No, the end, Baruch Ato Hashem Hashem Bochar Bom. Says Rashi, Harev no Hashem Aleikenu, Ya'arvu Aleinu. It should be sweetened for us, Lasik Bohem Me'ahavo. To toil in Torah out of love, rather than from a sense of duty that, no, this is something that I have to do. You mentioned yesterday, the bracha that talks about Kriya Shema, we talk about Torah, is Ahava Rabba. Learning Torah should be, and if it isn't, then we need to check ourselves, it should be an activity of Ahava, both from HaKadosh Baruch Hu towards Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why it's called Ahava, and that's why we're saying it should be sweet. Something that is done as a chore is not something that you find pleasant. It's nothing to do with Ahava. But if your spouse asks you to help her out and you're doing so because you have Ahava towards her, then you find it pleasant. It might be hard. It doesn't say anywhere in the brachas that you have to daven that learning Torah should be easy. Rather, it should be pleasant. So if your wife or somebody that you love asks you to help them out and you do, it may indeed be hard work, but it's pleasant. The story is told, a very, very revealing story. There was a number of Askonim who came over from the United States of America, well-known community activists, and they came to discuss a very urgent matter with Rav Shach, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. And they had made an appointment to discuss this very serious issue, upon which only Rav Shach could give a final ruling. I don't know what the issue was. And they traveled out, especially they flew out from America. They came to Bnei Brak, and they indeed turned up outside Rav Shach's door 5 minutes before the allotted time. They didn't dare want to miss the slot for this very important meeting. They were just about to be taken into Rav Shach's room, and all of a sudden a father and son turn up, a young boy, a bar mitzvah boy, and the father says to them, would you mind if I go into Rav Shach just to ask him for a bracha? So they say, listen, we've got a very urgent matter to discuss with Rav Shach. We've actually flown out from America especially. He said, no, it's just a short bracha. I just want a bracha. We'll be in and out. So, in and out. Fine, we don't mind. So the father goes in with the son to go in to get his short bracha. And these activists are now waiting. Surely the door's going to open any second for him to be ushered out and for them to be taken in. And surprisingly, the time slips by, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, half an hour, three quarters of an hour they're waiting. And eventually the door opens and the father and the son leave. And Rav Shach comes out looking exhausted. He was an old and frail man, the leader of Klal Yisrael. And he apologizes and says, I'm so sorry. I had an urgent matter, Pikuach Nefesh, that I had to attend to. And they say, fine, we understand. You know, the leader of Klal Yisrael, these issues sometimes come up. Should we start the meeting now? He said, no, now I'm too tired. We'll have to push it off till tomorrow. They'd flown out, especially from America. He said, I'm sorry, I'm exhausted, I have no koyach. So these activists ran after this father and son and said, what's going on over here? We specially flew out for the meeting. Now it's been canceled. We're hoping to make it tomorrow. We're not sure. You said you're only going in for a minute. How dare you stay in for an hour and keep us waiting? So the father said, I'll tell you the truth. I really was planning to go in and out. What was the issue? My son does not enjoy his learning. He has no gishmak. He might talk the talk and walk the walk and open the Gemara and do what he has to do, but he's not the slightest bit interested in learning. So I just came to Rav Shach with my son to ask him for a bracha. That's all. So I really did think I'd be in and out. I wasn't tricking you. I didn't lie to you. My plan was to go in, ask Rav Shach for a bracha, that my son should enjoy his learning, and I would have been out 30 seconds later. So what happened then? So why did it take you an hour to get a bracha? So he said, because I brought my son into Rav Shach, and I said to the Rosh Hashiva, my son doesn't really enjoy his learning. Could you please give him a bracha? And Rav Shach asked this boy, Tommy, do you enjoy your learning? He says, no, I don't enjoy it at all. He says, why not? So the boy said to Rav Shiva, I'll be honest with you, I don't really understand the Gemara. I don't really understand it. It's a bit cryptic, very hard words, a bit complicated. So Rav Shach said, I feel that this is an issue of pikuach nefesh. And he asked the boy, tell me, what are you learning in your school or your yeshiva? And he said, I'm learning Bava Metzia, Elu Metzias. So Rav Shach took off his shelf two Gemaras, Bava Metzia, opened one in front of himself and opened one in front of the boy and said, fine, no, let's learn. And Rav Shach taught him, 80, 90-year-old Rosh Hashiva, leader of Klal Yisrael, is learning with a Bar Mitzvah boy, Bechavrusa. He said, hey, I'll explain to you each line slowly and clearly. And Rav Shach, with his incredible koyach to explain, made it all absolutely crystal clear and said to the boy, no, did you understand now? He says, yes, I understand. And the boy burst into tears. He says, why are you crying? He says, it's the first time I've enjoyed my learning because I actually understood it. It made such perfect sense. It was so crystal clear. It's the first time in my life I've enjoyed my learning. So Rav Shach said, see, really do enjoy learning. It's just that you didn't understand. Don't think that you don't like learning or you've got no connection to learning. That, Rav Shach felt, was pikuach nefesh. If a team of activists had come from America to meet him to discuss a very urgent matter, but this was more urgent still, for a boy to feel like a gishmak in learning. And really we should add, that sometimes if we wonder to ourselves, and I know this is a painful thing to hear, but if we wonder to ourselves, are our children really having a gishmak in learning? Then we have to ask ourselves the question, are we enjoying our learning? Because if we truly would enjoy our learning and we would radiate and transmit that to the home, then there's more chance that they too will also connect to learning. And that is the lashon of the bracha. V'harev no Hashem elekeinu, may you make it sweet. And then what's the next line? V'ni'anachnu v'tse'etzo'enu. And that will eventually rub off onto the children as well. But if the father doesn't take his learning seriously, and he misses every second day, and he can only bother learning when he can be bothered learning, and the children don't see the excitement that the father has for learning, then indeed it's very difficult to expect them to connect to learning either. If we daven v'har, if not, that it should be pleasant, it should be gishmak, enjoyable for us, then indeed, then everybody will be able to learn, and that way forge the connection that you're supposed to, together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, sure. Mitzvah, I'll hold it over here, and we'll resume next time.
Oh,
okay. Sure.